Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring. That's my fine wife, Beth, on this 14th day of July.
A very special day for our daughter, Abby.
It's her birthday.
That's it. And our Do Not Fear scripture of the day includes Joshua 11:6. 11:6 says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow, I will hand all of them slain over to Israel. You are to hamstring their horses and burn their chariots.'"
Wow.
Wow, for sure.
On today's teaching, we're going to talk about, are you generous or envious?
Wow. Good question.
As I read those words in Matthew 20, 13 through 15, New International Version, my spirit was stirred and then yours was too. Here's what the entire verses say. "But he answered one of them, 'Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was last hired the same as I gave you. Didn't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I'm generous?'"
Mm.
There it is.
There it is.
Don't be envious. Be generous. Don't be that. Be this.
Hmm.
In this scripture, Jesus is concluding the parable about the vineyard owner who hired workers in the early morning for the wage of one denarius, one penny for a day's labor. The scripture says they were agreed on the wage. It says that in Matthew 20, verses 1 and 2, which says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers to his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them to the vineyard. 3 hours later, the landowner went to the marketplace, saw some other idle workers standing around. He hired them, said, 'Whatsoever is right, I will give you.'" That's Matthew 20, verse 4. The next verse, Matthew 20, verse 5, contemporary English version, says, "At noon, 6th hour, and again at 3 in the afternoon, 9th hour, he returned to the market, and each time he made the same agreement with others who were loafing around with nothing to do." And Matthew 20, verse 6, Matthew 20, verse 6, we read where the vineyard owner at 5 p.m., 11th hour, went back to the marketplace where he found 4 men still standing around and asked the men why they hadn't been working that day. Response is found in Matthew 20, verse 7, amplified. "And they answered him, 'Because nobody has hired us.' He told them, 'You go out to the vineyard also, and you'll get whatever is just and fair.' 1 hour later at 6 p.m., when the workday was completed, the vineyard owner told his foreman to pay the men, beginning with the 1 hour workers, and these men were all paid a full day's wage, 1 denarius. There are several things at work in this passage of scripture, dealing with the men who only worked 1 hour.
And first, they had been at the marketplace early in the morning, 6 a.m., looking for work. Second, these men had been passed over for work at 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. And third, even though the workday was 1 hour from being over, there were 4 men still standing in the marketplace hoping to find some work. Some pay was better than none at all, for the scripture says in verse 6 that they had been there all day. Fourth, these men didn't give up hope. They stayed around. If these 4 workers hadn't been picked on the 4 previous times, it's fair to assume that perhaps they weren't the prime choice for workers. This point is not clearly made in scripture, but we think that it's a reasonable possibility since they were there to be chosen. Perhaps they were older or had some physical ailment that made them less attractive as day laborers. Regardless, they were willing to work because they needed that penny for that day. Fifth and finally, the owner of the vineyard put people ahead of the profits. He had a generous heart. So the foreman who paid the 3-hour workers a denarius. So we're pretty sure that word spread down the line, and the 9 and 12-hour workers began to assume that they would be paid more because they had worked longer. Matthew 20, verses 8 through 12. Matthew 20, verses 8 through 12, New Living Translation says this. That evening, he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more, but they too were paid a day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested to the owner. Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you paid us who worked all day in the scorching sun. But let's look at Matthew 20, verses 13 through 15. This in the New International Version. It says, but he answered one of them, friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?
You know, honey, sadly, there are workers, people, yes, even Christians, who don't mind other people being blessed as long as the others aren't blessed more than they are. There are workers, people, yes, even Christians, who don't mind other people succeeding as long as the others aren't more successful than they are. It's good to assume.
It's not good.
It's
really.
Not good. That's right.
Truthful.
It's not good to assume too much. But the scripture indicates the last 4 workers were not picked, but were all there that day. Therefore, it's safe to wonder if they were perhaps the least desirable workers.
Yeah, like we had mentioned.
Maybe it was their age or physical condition, but the 12-hour workers showed no mercy or concern for them. They were thinking of themselves. Truthfully, the kind of attitude would be one of thankfulness, or should be, for all those 4 workers to be blessed to provide for their families. Now, that is not the natural reaction, which in this case is described as jealousy. It just occurred to us that the problem with these workers may go even deeper than jealousy. The men questioned the householder's plans to spend his money the way he sees fit, which is really questioning his authority. Submission to authority is a powerful spiritual concept, which we don't mind. Well, we really don't have time to share in this teaching. For the purpose of discussion, this teaching, let's simply say that those who don't understand how to operate under authority will never be given authority over others. You've done an amazing teaching on authority.
One time, that's true. I have got a CD somewhere.
Submission to authority is never jealous. It's also important to understand that someone who claims to be submitted to authority is never proven when things are going the way they think they should. They merely agree to submit because they find nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. The real test, truthfully, of a person's submission to authority is a reaction when things are not going their way or the way that they think they should. But we really ought to probably do a teaching on authority one of these days. But back to the parable. When a worker, even a Christian worker, was found looking at what other people have, then that person will not be satisfied with what they have. Let us tell you unequivocally that jealousy is a trap, and it causes much trouble.
Yes, it does.
We can tell you that the proper response to others' good fortune is to rejoice over what they've been given, and you will realize that you will reap a reward if you do. Romans 12:15 says this, classic Amplified Bible, rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joys, and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. There's a spiritual truth that each of us should really get down deep within us, within our spirits. When we can get as excited about other people's blessings as we can our own, we need to watch out because our blessings and victories are coming right behind. ready to overtake us. So the really, it's fair to say when you can be excited about someone being truly blessed, then that opens the door for you because you have the right attitude about being blessed. Being excited about others' blessings is a spiritual dynamic that we need to satisfy before we're going to really walk in abundant blessings. If you want to be chosen, don't compare yourself or compete with other people. Be happy for those who are blessed. Is that right, babe?
Absolutely, honey.
It is.
Absolutely. If you want to be chosen, I'm going to say it again. Never compare and compete with others. Be happy for those who are blessed. Our attitude and obedience to authority will determine our blessings.
Whoa! Think of that.
Say that again. Our attitude and obedience to authority will determine our blessings. We need to always be generous and never envious. In other words, be this generous and not that envious. Hallelujah.
Another great thing is that, it's coming to me, sorry, is truly that that it does open us up for blessings from the Lord.
Yes, it does.
And the other closes us off.
By the way, your CD is entitled The Power of Authority.
That's correct.
And if you send a gift of any amount and say that I'd like to get that, we'll get it, send it to you. We'll pull it out of the archives, send it to you. Anyhow, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.